Kim, you're ready?
Absolutely.
And Lisa, are you ready?
Ready, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It is May 11th, and this is a COVID update workshop for the city and borough of Wrangell. And we will get an update from the city manager after a roll call, please, Kim.
Okie doke, here we go. Assemblymember Morrison.
Here.
DeLong.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
Powell.
Here.
Larrabee.
Here.
Gilbert.
Here.
And Mayor Prisanka.
Here. For conflicts of interest, before we get started, just to save time, City Manager Von Bargen, are you going to be speaking specifically tonight to ports and harbors and fisheries?
Mr. Mayor, all I'm going to mention is that there's a Southeast Fisheries meeting scheduled for Thursday.
Okay. Then I think I'm fine for not declaring a conflict, because I don't believe any of the information shared will impact me at all or my interest in my son's fishery. So leave it to anybody else. Is there any other conflicts of interest? Hearing none, I will turn it over to you, City Manager Von Bargen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to give an update on a handful of things tonight. The first is that the letter to the governor and Commissioner Crum was sent to the state, and I received a response this morning from Commissioner Crum saying thank you very much for the very detailed letter, and that a formal response would be coming shortly. Don't know what that means, but will be coming in the near future. So the letter went up and was received. So thanks to everybody that provided feedback. I appreciate that. I had a conversation last Friday with Clint from the U.S. Forest Service, our district ranger, and just a friendly reminder, the Forest Service went ahead and has canceled all hiring from outside coming in for the Forest Service here. And they are using their ANILCA regulations to be able to hire locally. And if the assembly will give me just a moment here, I told Clint I would let the community know that the Wrangell Ranger District is hiring locals to qualify under Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, ANILCA. You must have lived or worked in or near public lands, gaining knowledge of local resources. They are looking to fill up to 7 positions in recreation and wildlife observatory, forestry, and wildlife. All positions have a duty station of Wrangell, but for most positions, regular overnight work in field camps is required. Work could also occur in neighboring ranger districts for some positions. And so all applications are handled through www.usajobs.gov, and you have to go on and establish an account or a profile to apply. The positions opened on the 7th and are closing on the 14th. And for more information, people can call the Ranger District, Linda Knorr, at 305-0842. So just a reminder that those are local jobs now being posted because the Forest Service did not bring anybody into town, and we encourage people to apply for those. We had 2 meetings on Friday related to the potential for small ship cruising. The first meeting, both organized through AML, but the first meeting was with the municipalities only, the municipal ports across Southeast. And it was a good conversation with the ports, and we came up with a list of things that we thought were important for industry to understand. And Nils, the director at AML, coalesced those into one document and provided those to leadership at the Passenger Vessel Association and at the Alaska Travel Industry Association. And the second meeting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon was with representatives of PVA, Passenger Vessel Association, and the Alaska Travel Industry Association. And it was a good conversation, but perhaps the most revealing was the representative from UnCruise, who is the Passenger Vessel Association chair of the overnight cruising subcommittee, indicated that it is highly unlikely there will be cruising of any sort, even small ship, in Southeast this year. If there is, it is likely that the only place they will stop is in Juneau as an embarkation and a debarkation point. that can handle those folks. That's not to say for sure it won't happen, but highly unlikely. And there have been questions about whether or not whether there would be cruising, because there haven't been cancellations. And one of the things that he pointed out to us is that especially these small cruise ship companies don't have the ability to just do wide scale cancellations, because they do individual calls and rebooking with their clients. And so their reservation staff is small. And so they're able to deal with one cruise at a time. And so that's why it's taking a fair amount of time to get through all of these things. So it's possible we may not see any ships in Southeast this summer at all. So the mayor may want to add to that. He was on the line, as was Greg and Carol listening. I think Captain Spray was on the line as well for that meeting. Mr. Mayor, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Nope, you summed it up nicely. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There, as I mentioned just briefly at the beginning, the state is breaking the state of Alaska, the state government is breaking the state of Alaska into regions, specifically as it relates to fisheries. And they are planning to hold the Southeast meeting, the first Southeast specific meeting, as I understand it, on Thursday. They are trying to limit the number of people that will include folks from industry, government, and municipalities and ports, and fishermen, processors, the whole gamut of people within the industry, to only 70 folks. And frankly, I think there could be 70 just from right after that call, but they are sending out invitations and they are asking for one representative from each area. So we're waiting for additional information on that, and Captain Spray may have more to report. You probably, if you've read the packet for tomorrow night's meeting, you see that there is an agenda item for accepting a COVID-19 mitigation grant that I mentioned before. So that'll be on the agenda. The Reopen Wrangell Task Force met this afternoon at 2 p.m. And I wanted to ask Assemblymember DeLong if she wanted to provide the report there, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, please go ahead, Assemblymember DeLong.
Hi, yes, okay, thank you so much. This afternoon's meeting was actually, we did some Zoom, and we also socially distanced, wore face masks, and we held it on the lawn at City Hall. So a number of us were able to interact in real life, and then we also were able to pick up internet, and we had Carol on the line, other Dale was on the line, and some other members. So we did kind of a quasi virtual, and we're able to enjoy some of the sunshine. And we are steady on our way for newsletter number 2 that'll come out this week. The first newsletter got over 370 views. So that was very well received. And it was a breakdown of all the mandates and what that meant for each business, and kind of like a easy to read breakdown. Also coming out this week, we'll have a two-sided insert that will go into our newspaper publication. And one side will be ready for businesses to pin up. So it'll have some, you guys have seen it. It's the pause before you enter. But this is just a nice printable one. And on the backside will be frequently asked questions. People need some clarification on intrastate travel. So we'll have some quick points on the other side of this insert that will go out, and it'll be all frequently asked questions. So another way just to get information out there. Also, what will be coming out in the newsletter, and I'll announce it now, on Friday, May 15th at 1 p.m. and then another presentation at 2:30 p.m. in the main pavilion downtown, we will have a Q&A for business owners and also the general public. So it'll be an outdoor setting. People will keep their distance, but that's just another way that we can get some information out there. So that is my report on what reopenatwrangell.com is working on, and reopenatwrangell.com is accepting emails. So if you can email the task force directly if you have any specific questions.
Does anybody have any specific questions? Thank you for your work on the committee, Maya. Go ahead, yep. Lisa.
Mr. Mayor, I would just like to inquire if Captain Spray has a report she'd like to give.
Thank you. I don't have a report necessarily, but I did want to provide some updates. I know we touched on this back in March, when an ambulance call comes in and the procedures and processes that happened there. And I know there are plenty of folks in the community who have a scanner. And so it raises a lot of questions of how we do things, where we're at. And so, again, we haven't changed our processes. When an ambulance call or 911 is phoned, the dispatch, Wrangell Dispatch, is screening the calls before they tone us out. So they're asking the caller a set of questions that are COVID-related questions to determine and give us some insight of what we can prepare for. So if there are yeses to any of these questions, that person is what we're calling screened positive. And it just means we are wearing different PPE and we respond with different personnel. There was a quote screened positive call that Wrangell EMS responded to today. And it's been a little while since we've had an ambulance call, and a knock on wood for that. But it drummed up a number of questions, and the hospital had to field some phone calls from the community. So I just wanted to remind folks again, if you're listening to your scanner, you're hearing these things, we have a screen negative, screen positive, and it's all just a matter of determining what type of PPE we are wearing. And I have to go because we have a call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Edie. Just stand by and make sure enough people responding as well. Please just go ahead, Lisa, with any further.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think the last thing I wanted to advise the assembly about is the three department directors and a member of the Capitol Facilities maintenance staff met today regarding what it's going to take to safely reopen, to start the conversation, to safely reopen the library, the Nolan Center, and Parks and Rec facilities. And so we had a very good initial conversation today. I will say that there are many things you can't imagine we have to think of in all this. The nuances associated with opening these facilities are numerous, and things I couldn't have imagined ever having to think about previously. So we're working through that. Those staff are coming together, working on their reopen mitigation plans, and they are working together to make sure that we have consistency across all of those plans for those facilities with regard to things that cross over, and then they will be detailed in their own right related to their specific operations. And then we will be coming up with a date by which we feel it's appropriate to open. Some of it is, in some instances, it is necessary for us to be waiting for equipment or things that have been ordered to provide safety measures to come in so that they can be installed. And in some instances, these were ordered previously in anticipation, and they are back ordered, or it's taking a long time for them to get here because of the just because of everything going on associated with COVID-19. So I just want the assembly to know it's not because we weren't prepared looking forward. It's just because things are taking an inordinate amount of time to arrive and to come through the supply chain, unfortunately, in some instances. So we'll be reporting out to you when we have a little bit more information, but we are actively working through these issues with those three departments.
Thank you, Lisa. Any other update points before we jump on questions?
No, Mr. Mayor, looking at my list, I think that's all I've got.
Okay, sorry, let me get to my little hands here. Does anybody have any questions for Lisa? Yes, Anne, go ahead.
I read somewhere that on May 20th, There are going to be some revisions to travel and quarantine rules. Has anyone heard or seen anything about that?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please go ahead.
Assemblymember Morrison, no, that has not come up yet. I would have asked for confirmation from Captain Spray before she got off the line, but when we talked this morning, there had been no, when we had our EOC meeting this morning, there had been no no discussion of that, no chatter, as you will, across the the usual channels.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I did forget one thing. I do want to remind the Assembly that the Emergency Operations Center is meeting, the Emergency Operations Team meets every morning at 8:30, and then we have a Unified Command meeting that includes the hospital, public health, which is the public health nurse, the City and Borough of Wrangell, and EMS, and Wrangell Cooperative Association as well. So that Unified Command meets once every Wednesday mornings, and if things were to ramp up, we would certainly be meeting more often. But our EOC team for the borough meets every morning at 8:30, and sometimes those meetings are an hour, or sometimes they're 30 minutes, depending upon what's going on and what needs to be discussed. So we are still actively managing things, but we are transitioning, continuing to transition more and more to regular business, and just learning to live with a new normal, to try to function with the COVID, managing the COVID situation, and managing what needs to get done at the city at the same time.
Thank you, Lisa. Maya.
Yes, I just wanted to add to what Anne was speaking about. So right now, as of May 8th, we're in phase two of a reopening, and those phases hypothetically are going every 2 weeks, and then there's an analysis taken whether we move into phase three, which opens up to more capacity. So, and that would bring us to May 22nd. So there, maybe you're speaking of the phase three that may open more capacity. But in the same token, if things aren't looking great the way that they calibrate, we could even go backwards, just depending. So,
okay. Yes. Thank you, Maya.
Thanks, Maya.
I appreciate that, because that is what I read, that we're looking at a third phase.
There's five phases in total, with the fifth phase being absolutely open.
Right.
No restrictions at all. I might just finish up on what Captain Spray was going to say, and prior to the ambulance call, was that there's a screening process. The dispatch at the police department asks a series of questions, and then they will dispatch out EMS as either a COVID screen positive or a screen negative. If it's a screen positive, then we take one ambulance that's been designated for COVID screen positive cases. And if it's a screen negative, we take the other ambulance. And both ambulances have been retrofitted to isolate away the driver. And then we only have two people additionally on the call responding to a screen positive and to screen negatives for the most part now. We've really tried to prevent having, like Haynes did, where they had literally, I think it was 12 EMTs all come in contact with a potential COVID positive and all had to self-isolate for 2 weeks, leaving one EMT in the community. Mm-hmm. So we are, Captain Spray has been diligent in that, and we were really set up well. And so we're down to 12 EMTs in the community, and I don't know what we are normally, but if anybody's ever seen a normal call, there's tons of people there, but we have 12 responding now. And so we're trying to really protect that resource as we go forward. So when you hear on the scanner, if they say screen positive, that doesn't mean it's a positive case. It just means there's additional measures being put in place. So today there was a screen positive that went out, and immediately everybody thought we had our first case. That's not how this is going to go down. The way this goes down is the hospital will do the testing. The state epidemiology and Department of Health will work with the hospital. EOC will be, Captain Spray will be notified through the EOC. Lisa, city manager Von Bargen, will be notified through the city. And then She'll prepare a press release and we will be notified prior to the press release going out as the assembly. So that's the order of how it's going to go through. And then at that point, they'll release a Nixel. There'll be notifications to both KSTK and the Wrangell Sentinel and on our website. And we will make sure that folks know what's going on, but it will never be announced over the radio. That would just never happen. Assembly Member Decker.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to mention that the Economic Development Committee is going to have another meeting this week, Wednesday at 5 o'clock. We're going to try to narrow down an initial set of steps to recommend to the Assembly for helping locals in need. And I'm sure there'll be continued discussions for a while. I'm not sure if we're going to continue weekly meetings or not, but that's what we've got on the plate for now. And then I also wanted to mention to Assembly Member Morrison, I did look online real quick, and Health Mandate 10 does have a date saying that it is in effect from March 25th through May 19th. So that might be what she's been hearing, that it'll be readdressed or extended before May 20th. So that's all.
Thank you. Can you guys still hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've completely lost my visual. So if anybody else has a question, I can't see anyone or my hands or anything here. So does anybody have any further questions? If you could just speak up.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh.
You hear me?
I can.
I lost. He's gone completely now.
Sanka, can you hear? There, I unmuted you. Can you hear?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
I've completely lost my visual here. I don't know what happened.
Gotta get a better pair of glasses.
I know it. I'm gone blind. Is there any other questions that anybody has prior to us adjourning out of the work session? And again, I can't see you. So, David, go ahead.
I'd just like to know if we could start going to a COVID meeting once a week.
I think let me take that and ask City Manager Von Bargen if she feels comfortable going to a once a week COVID meeting.
Sure, that would be fine. I have no concern with that at all. We always have the ability, if things start to change in a bad direction or in a not so positive direction, we can always ramp up again if necessary. But I think that's reasonable. We could back off to once a week. Is there a preference that we do Mondays or Thursdays? Thursdays maybe would be the best.
Maybe before we pick a preference, I'll just ask if anybody would like to stay at twice a week. And again, I can't see you, so please just blurt out your answer.
I'm fine with once a week.
Okay. So, and then Lisa's next question is, Mondays or Thursdays? We've been, Monday lines up pretty right behind our regular assembly meetings on Tuesdays. So we might want to look at Thursdays, which puts a little bit of time out between the update and the assembly meeting.
I was thinking Thursdays.
Okay.
It's fine.
Anybody opposed to Thursdays? And just again, if you are opposed, please just speak up. I'm not hearing anything. So Lisa, I think we have direction for you to update us on Thursdays, please.
Sounds good. We'll have this Thursday meeting and then we'll be Thursdays from that point forward.
Thank you very much. Does anybody else have anything else for the update? And again, I can't see you, so just go ahead and speak. All right, hearing none. Sorry, who has a hand, Kim?
No, I'm sorry. I said I do not see any hands.
Oh, okay, thank you. All right, so at this point then, we are going to adjourn out of the work session at 5:55. We're going to take a 5-minute recess while I, break while I'm sorting out my Zoom, and we will come back on at 6 p.m. for our BOE meeting. Thank you, everybody.